If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll begin reading at verse 1. Very familiar passage. Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." I want to preach tonight on the foundation of faith. A foundation of faith. That's what this very verse here says. As we look at this chapter, and we know it's the hall of fame or hall of faith, if you will. And the Bible, it pins down a whole lot of men and women of God that had stood the test of time, and they endured some trials and tribulations. They went through some hardships, but they was able to go through it because they knew who their Redeemer was. They knew what was the end result of their faith and their belief. And I believe tonight, praise God, if we get a hold of who our Redeemer is, who the promise of our faith, and who's going to help us to finish the journey, I believe we'll be all right. I believe we can take courage and encouragement tonight that God's there to help us. He's there to give us that we need and help us along the way in every way. Amen? He's there just to show us that there's a better way than what the world's got. You know, they're voting today on a pope, and they're going to put a new one in office, and they're looking for a man, they said, that's going to make everything good. He's going to come along. He's going to make some changes. Hey, I will tell you what will make the changes. It's Christ Jesus to righteous. When they go to pray and they don't even talk to God, to the Lord Jesus, a mediator of one, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they go to everybody else, I pray God, hey, listen, if they're going to start out, they should have started out right. They should talk to God. If they got a need in the land, they got a need in the church, got a need at the house of God, got a need at your house, I pray God, you need to go to God. And you go, Lord Jesus Christ, and begin to cry out, praise God, and say, I need some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we're going to get help. See, they some old saints of God of old, they knew where to get help. I mean, they had established some things in their hearts and their minds from the very beginning. They had made a decision, praise God, for God. Bible says that old Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. They were some folks that had took some something that they knew and they believed in, praise God, and they wasn't going to be dissuaded of that belief. I believe we're living in a day and a time that we're so easily dissuaded. It don't take a whole lot to get us to kick out. Amen. We got a chip on our shoulder and we got it right on the edge, so we just waiting on somebody to bump it off so we can quit. Amen. But praise God, I'm saying they were some old saints of God that just dug in their heels. Hey, I want to say this. What if old saints of God that we know? Amen. What if they had quit? Amen. What if they hadn't stayed in the good fight of faith? What if they hadn't been that good example for us? Where would we be today? Amen. What about churches when, praise God, things wasn't going good and things didn't seem right, and they just wasn't getting the spiritual feeling that they needed? They wasn't being satisfied. What if some of these old saints of God would have kicked out and went to the house? What if they'd have gave up and quit? Huh? They'd be behind the churches in Buncombe County and be closed. But you know what happened? It was just like in here. Some good old saints of God through faith dug in their heels, praise God, and they just kept on keeping on for God. They couldn't find a quitting place. Hey, in the hall of faith here, praise God, God tells us, he said, listen here, they were some good old saints of God, and they never found a quitting place. See, they ain't no quitting place till you get home. See, home's where you kick back and relax. And hey, newsflash, this ain't our home. We're just pilgrim sojourners, a passing through, praise God. Headed for another country, a better country. Praise the Lord. So we see tonight, praise God, that there was some substance in this. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, these folks had some substance. You know what's wrong with a lot of our churches today? We don't have no substance. We don't have nothing that forms us a foundation. In order to build on something, you got to have a foundation. And you build that foundation through faith. Amen? You got to take your faith, what you believe. Amen. And you have to decide and determine what you believe. You have to decide for yourself what you believe. Not what Granny believed. And see, I think that's what's happening today. We're basing our faith on what Mama and Papa believe. And if they believed in God, that's a good thing. But amen, we got to look and we got to see what God says and what God speaks to us. And we got to build our faith, something solid upon something, praise God, that'll be there for the duration. I mean, I'm talking about something that's a foundation. Amen. Something to build on. Something that's firm. Something that won't give. See, if we ain't careful, we're so easily persuaded. You know, you kick on the radio going up there and some old evangelist comes on there and some radio preacher or something, and he begins to tell you that there's another way. Huh? And he said, well, you know, it's not about this, but it's about that. If you ain't very careful, you get this, you get dissuaded. And you begin to come in doubt. But praise God, he said, hey, listen, if these old faithful saints, praise God, he said they believed God. And they counted on God. They took in faith what God said. They had sustenance in their life. Amen. So they had a foundation. See, when you get that foundation, when you build upon that foundation gives you an assurance. Amen. If you go to build and you don't have a firm foundation, you're liable to build over a sinkhole. Huh? Amen. If you ain't sure you got a foundation under you and you go to build, it may be a sinkhole. That old fella down there the other day, they built a house and they thought they had a firm foundation. He was there laying in the bed at night, and next thing you know, he woke up in the bottom of the hole because he didn't have a firm foundation. He had a pretense of one. See, I believe what we got today in a lot of places is a pretense of a foundation. And if you got a pretense foundation, you don't have no assurance because that foundation can be shifting. Amen. But I will say, praise God, when you build a foundation on Christ Jesus, the righteous, amen, and you begin to believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection, that Jesus died for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine, and we begin to bring it down to personal relationships, say, hey, Jesus died for me, amen. I believe that He came, He died for me. And on the third and appointed day, praise God, He got up, and He got up for me. Amen. And he ascended into the heavens, praise God. And he sat at the right hand, hey, glory to God, at the right hand of the Father on high for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To mediate for me. I mean, when you get a foundation that's that sure, praise God, then you got a firm foundation. And when you get a firm foundation, you get assurance. Amen. I know where my foundation is. If you know where your foundation is, you got assurance today. Amen. You've got sustenance. You got something you can build upon, something that'll encourage you, something that you can count on when the going gets tough. Amen. These old folks of God, praise God, hey, they went through some tough times. They went through dark valleys. But praise God, they knew who the God of the valley was. They knew who was going to bring them. Hey, they said, hey, listen. I can hear them say, oh, Abraham said, you're going through a valley. He said, hey, yeah, I know. But I know who's going to be on the other side. Amen. Hey, it's going to be my Savior, my Lord. He's going to be there. Praise the Lord. The substance. Amen. That's that foundation, that assurance, that title deed. Amen. That title deed. You know that's a title deed that we have of heaven just as sure as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We have a title deed. Now a title deed gives you ownership to that. Amen. Hey, it's in your name. It's yours. It belongs to you. He said, that's what we have, praise God. We got that foundation and assurance. We've got a title deed, praise God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us. Because our name, praise God, it's been put in the Lamb books of life. Praise God, we've got title deed, praise God, to an inheritance. I don't know about you. That's substance. That's something you can get a hold of. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's something that's solid, praise God. That's something that can't be taken away from you. Because He won't lose the title. Amen. I got one right now I can't find. I don't know what my wife done with it. I've got it somewhere. But praise God, I'm glad tonight I don't have to worry about my title deed with God. It's forever sealed in heaven, praise God. Hey, I've got a title deed that says, praise God, salvation is mine. I claimed it. Amen. Have you ever claimed your salvation? Huh? Have you ever just claimed your salvation? Say, Lord, I claim myself, praise God, saved because of what you did for me. I know what you did for me, Lord. I know you came to me. I know, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God dealt with my heart. I know today I can take you to the place where the Holy Ghost of God dealt with my heart. I can take you to the place where I bowed. I can take you to the place where I ask God to forgive me and come into my heart. Got a title deed. Amen. Paid for, paid in full. It belongs to me. In other words, I've got a guarantee. Amen. Got a guarantee of a heavenly home. I got a guaranteed of a place prepared. Not only do we have a title deed, but we've got a guarantee of all the promises of God. Amen? All the promises that God makes us, all God's promises that God can make us, praise God, we've got a promise of, a guarantee of. Praise the Lord. And because of Lord Jesus Christ, He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen? Those things hope. What do you hope for tonight? Huh? My hope ain't in the Pope. Amen? My hope is in Christ Jesus, the righteous. My righteousness. Amen? That's who my hope is in tonight. That's who your hope is in tonight, praise God. Your hope, praise God. You've got substance. Because you've got Christ Jesus, Lord. Hey, you know, there's nobody, as much as they've tried to disprove the Lord Jesus Christ, they can't do it. They've been trying for over 2,000 years to disprove the Lord Jesus Christ, and ain't a man done it yet. Amen? They've tried, they've had lawyers and attorneys and every nimwit in the world trying to disprove the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can't disprove not one thing that He did. Amen? They can't disprove not one thing that the Bible says that He did. Amen. They can't disprove not one thing that He said. Huh? They've been trying it. Hey, they tried it in His time. They've been trying it every year and every day since. Amen. We've got substance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our substance is in Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, not only do we have substance, but He said we've got evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Now that evidence, it's reality. Amen? Evidence is reality. Now listen, if you go to a court of law, and I was thinking about this, I've had a lot of time to think, and you go to a court of law, and when you go in there and you plead your case, the jury's going to want to hear the evidence. Amen? They're going to want to hear what the evidence is, good or bad. Amen. You got to either bring some good evidence or bad evidence, but you got to bring evidence. Amen. Evidence is proof. Evidence is reality. And if you come forward, praise God, and you bring your case, and they say, "What do you have to offer?" And you don't have nothing to offer. Praise God, you don't have much of a case. They're going to throw it out, or they're going to throw you under the jail. Amen. Now, we're living in a country anymore that you're not innocent till proven guilty. You're guilty till proven innocent. Amen? We've done that like the church and state. We flipped it upside down, and now they don't have to prove that you're guilty. You've got to prove yourself innocent. I mean, the world's crazy. Used to, an innocent man had to be proved guilty. But anymore, we got to prove ourselves innocent. But he said, hey, listen, there's evidence, there's reality. If you bring evidence, you begin to present the evidence to the judge to show the evidence, praise God, for your case. And as the judge begins to look at the evidence, he can begin to picture in his mind what needs to be done. So he said, because of what Jesus Christ did, because of who He is, praise God, we have evidence. He says, number one, said we have so great a cloud of witnesses. Amen. He said, there's a whole lot of folks, praise God, that'll testify to the righteousness of Christ. There's a whole lot of folks that'll testify to the death of Christ. He said, there was a whole bunch, 500 brethren at once, seen Him after the resurrection. So you can take before the judge. You say, Your Honor, said, I would like to bring forth a few witnesses, about 500. Amen. Who said that Jesus died for my sins according to the Scriptures. And on the third and appointed day, He got up victorious over the grave according to the Scriptures. Amen. And then began to present them one by one. And they come in, they said, Yes, Judge, I seen Him alive. Amen. After His passion, I seen Him alive after the resurrection. He got up. Amen. And He begins to bring the evidence, and the substance becomes reality. When the substance begins to come reality, praise God, we begin to realize that what we got is real. Yeah. Amen. It's not something, praise God, that is a fairy tale from another land. Praise God, it's real. Yeah. And I want to say, praise God, this blessed old King James Bible tonight, it's real. Yeah. It's not something made up. It's not some fantasy. It's not some fairy tale. It's real. It's actual. It's not fictional. Amen. It's absolute truth from God. Hear me tonight. It's from God. Amen. Speaking to you and speaking to me. It's the very oracles of God. Just as He's speaking them out of His lips. It's what this book is. You young people, look at me a minute. Don't you let these teachers tell you that the Word of God is not real. Amen. Don't you let them bring you into their fairy tale world. Dalton, when they begin to tell you, well, 3 million years ago, when you pick up a book and it says 3 million years ago, you just look at it as a fairy tale. Yeah. Amen? Say, it's not reality. Listen, children, it's a fairy tale. When they tell you in your history, you say, well, preacher, that's our school books. They've got to be true. They're full of lies. Yeah. Amen. When a teacher stands and tells you that 3 million years ago or 33 million years ago, praise God, you just write them off. Praise God, they're talking in fairy tales. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Spoke it into existence. Amen. Put the stars in the heavens. Amen. Put the stars in the heavens. Made the heavens and the earth. Does that know what it says? Am I still in the book? Am I in the book? He said He made the heavens and the earth. And let me just go on and say why I'm here. Amen. If you believe these little Martians running around on Mars, amen, then you need to get saved. Because God said He created the heavens and the earth. He created the earth distinctful because that's where He was going to put life. Amen. If you go beyond that, then you're lost and you need to be saved. Amen. I'm just being straight up. There's no little Martians running around, praise God. Hey, it's God Almighty. If you see anything, thank God you see Him, the angel, an old devil. Amen. You're not seeing Martians. I don't care how much water they found on Mars. They can find water on Mars till it overflows. God made heaven and earth. And He inhabited earth in the subject. God said it, and I believe it. That's what makes me, listen, that's what makes me a believer. See, I'm getting in, Brother Bill, I'm getting to heaven the same way old Father Abraham did. Amen. Amen. Brother Rex, you're going to get there the same way old Father Abraham. You're going to believe God. Amen. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. If it don't line up with the book, leave it alone. Glory to God, I'm feeling right nice. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Faith, praise God. Substance and evidence, praise God, that there is a God of glory who made and created the world for me and you. Amen. It don't get no better. Whoopee. It don't get no better than that. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's real. That's reality. That ain't no fairy tale. Amen. He said, hey, if you believe that, if you believe that He created the heavens and the earth and all that's in them, amen, dip the dip the oceans out with his hand. You know, these people that's trying to put the puzzle together. Have you ever noticed these people try to put the puzzle together? And they try to take the continents and they try to get them put back together the way they're supposed to be, like a puzzle. I'm going to mess up your whole thinking now. If you take the oceans and you drain them, those continents is all still put together. Amen? They are. What's at the bottom of the ocean? Land, Jesse. Amen? At the bottom of the ocean is land. Guess what? It's still all put together. But God said that He scooped the oceans out with His hand. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He made a place for the waters of the deep. Glory to God. What are you talking about? I said, I'm talking about the God that I believe in tonight. Amen. The same God that old Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Rahab and all these others believed in. It's the same God. The Bible said they was some substance and they was some evidence. Amen. And in verse 2, the Bible says, for by it, what he's talking about, that it is faith. He said, for by faith, the elders obtained a good report. You know what brought a good report on the elders? Their faith, believing. Amen? What was that report? That report was that God approved of their believing. Because they was believing in Him. See, it's not believing what man can do. It's not believing in what the church can do. Not believing what you can do. But it's believing who God is and what He's able to do. Amen? When we begin to believe God, amen, we need to believe God. Amen? Now, you youngins, praise God, listen to me. You need to believe God. Don't believe these fairy tales that they try to tell you in school. I was reading an article the other day. He said, I've been studying on this. I've been trying to figure out why so many of our young people, when they come through the church and they get here and they sing praises to God and they magnify the Lord and they raise their hands and they pray and they praise but when they get out of high school and they go to college, whatever, they just disappear. I figured out why. They done a study, it's through Lifeway. They said that 47.7%, now listen to me, you young people, 47.7% of our young people going through all of our Bible schools, all of our Sunday schools, all of our preaching services, and sitting in our Baptist, fundamental, independent Bible believing Baptist churches, and said when they graduate from high school, they go into a secular world, a secular college, a secular school, and within the first year, the freshman year, they begin to believe evolution. Amen. They become brainwashed. Amen. Well, the whole crowd believes it. Everybody believes it. Everybody's teaching it. Well, it's a fairy tale. You know, it's easy to believe a fairy tale. You know, we've heard fairy tales all our life. Snow White and the Seven Little Dwarfs. Rumpelstiltskin and all these. We've heard all our lives. They're fairy tales. But I want to say the Word of God ain't no fairy tale. And said, praise you. What you need to do is decide in your heart, praise God, just like those old men of God. I'm talking about a young age, Malachi, that you're going to stay with God. You're going to believe God. And praise God, let everything else be a lie. Amen. Hey, listen to me. You youngins, you go to school and teachers begin to tell you some of this junk and you come home and you tell mama and daddy. And you say, hey, look, they're telling us about this evolution and all this junk. And mom and daddy, you need to sit down with them and explain to them. And if you can't get with me, and I will, it's wrong. Amen. Amen. Don't let them hang out there. What's happening, they said, is they're getting hung out in this place of limbo where they don't know what's real and what's not. Listen, Sunday school teachers, please, make an emphasis, praise God, to put on the emphasis that the Word of God is real. Amen. These are not just stories that you're looking at. Hey, don't call them stories. Say, this is Bible. Amen. This is the Word of God. This is things God says happened. We're getting that. We're putting into the minds of our children, praise God, that these are just stories like the stories they read at school, and they're totally unique and different. Amen. We've been missed. we've missed the mark, youngins. We're letting generation after generation fall through the cracks. Amen. Because we're not building on a foundation with substance, with evidence, so that they can have something to get a hold to. And they're going off, and praise God, they're going to, they're looking up and they're saying, hey, look, I have nothing for my record. I have nothing for my record. I don't have no report. There's nothing good I can say. Amen. Because it don't take the devil but just a thought to get you out there and get you away from everything that you've learned. Amen. It don't take him but just a hype of a thought to get you out there and hang you out. And say, hey, listen, that all that stuff you learned, sir, don't matter anyway. I won't say, praise God, this is not just a book. This is God's roadmap for you and me. It tells us how we get safely to heaven. It tells us how we're going to get to heaven. Only way we're going to get to heaven is to follow this book. Amen. To follow the Word of God. It's the only way we get there. Amen. The only way is to, the only way we get to heaven, praise God, is to adhere to the book. Amen. We can't deviate from it. We can't compromise with it. Praise God, it don't matter who we are. We have to stay with what God says. Amen. And God will reward that. See, he said that they obtained a good report. So that good report, that's godly approval. God said, I approve of what they did. Said they stayed with the stuff. They kept their faith in me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that don't sound too hard. No, it's the easiest thing to do. To just keep our faith in God is the easiest thing to do. It's when we deter from that. It's when we begin to have problems. Amen. But as long as we stay with the book, I guarantee the book will stay with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me hurry on. I didn't figure I'd make it this long. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now here he says the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What is the Word of God? Word of God's Jesus. Amen. Then what John said? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. Without Him was not made anything that was made. Amen. So the framework of the world started with what? Who? Jesus. Amen. If you want to obtain things, praise God, and need things in the world, who can you go to? Amen. The one that framed them up, Jesus. Amen. He said the only reason you don't have things in your life and the reason you're suffering the way you are is because you don't ask in my name believing. Amen. He said before you couldn't do it. He said, but now you can ask and you can receive. Amen. Praise God. He said, through faith we understand. He said, how do you get to knowing and how do you get to getting to where you need to be? Praise God, realizing the frame of the world. He said, it's because of understanding. Amen. He said, and the only way that we get to a place of understanding is through what? Faith. He says, through faith we understand. When we begin to have faith in God, we just begin to trust Him. Amen. That's what believing in God is, trusting in and relying in and adhering to Him. And when we begin to do that, praise God, we begin to understand. Amen. When we begin to have faith, we begin to believe God, we begin to understand. We begin to understand what He's saying to us. We begin to understand His Word. We begin to understand what He wants us to do. And we begin to understand what He don't want us to do. Amen. He begins to show us. It begins to come real clear. We're no longer in our little fog trying to figure it out. Kind of like in one of those London movies, you know, where you're piercing through trying to see what's going on. That's where a lot of us are in our Christian life. We're trying to look through the fog. But praise God, if we begin to, through faith, just to trust God and begin to believe, praise God, that He is. And He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. And we begin to take the Word of God and we begin to build upon it. And we begin to understand what God has for us. Now, Noah Webster says that word understand is to perceive with the mind. Amen. Understand is to perceive with the mind and to know as a true fact. So when we get, now you young people, listen, when you begin to believe and know it's a true fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord God, and that He died for your sins, He rose for your sins, and He's sitting at the right hands of God for you, and that God's wanting to, through Him, to take care of you, to mentor to you, to help you, to encourage you, to nurture you. And we begin to believe this, praise God, and we need begin not only believe it, but to know it for a fact. Amen? To know it for a fact. I mean, just to pin it down in the depths of our heart that the Word, it's Jesus, and that Jesus wants to help us. Amen? He wants to minister to us and for us. He wants us to be with Him where He's at. So He's working. Now Jesus is going to, He's going to do His diligence to get us there. But we can't rebel against Him. We can't work against Him. We have to come on His side and look in Him, allow Him to help us, encourage us, bring us along. So we do that when we, through faith, we begin to understand what God wants to do for us. We begin to understand, perceive in our mind and realize in our heart, know for a fact that God's on our side. Now I know it may seem strange. I said God is on our side. Because a lot of people's got this idea that God's this great old big thing out there and He's all mean and snarly and He just wants to beat up on us. That ain't God. God loves us. Amen. Amen. He loves each and every one of us. Praise God with a godly love. And He's there to help us and encourage us to just keep on. To not quit. He said it's better farther on. Amen. I don't have nothing discouraging for you. Remember the message I preached a few Wednesday nights ago? Today's the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a good day. We just have to believe it. Amen? And we know it because God said it. So He said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen? He said, those things that we see are not made of things that do appear. God took nothing and made something.
Amen.
Amen? He did. He took a vast nothing and made something. Amen. Now the world says, well, you know what happened? It's that they was some little old something up in space, some big dot, some big ball of dirt, and all of a sudden something exploded, and we have everything we have. And then finally, Brother Rex, your relatives about 33 million years ago, as that fairy tale again, they slithered out of the ocean, and they climbed up on land, and they became a plant, and then growed out of a plant and become a worm, and they went from a worm to becoming a snail. They went from a snail to begin a puppy dog's tail, and they went on until they became a monkey, and then they began to walk on all fours, and then they began to walk standing up, and they lost their tail, and here you are today. Amen? But the only thing they're not telling you youngins in school is... The Big Bang Theory don't work. Amen? There's got to be science. Science says cause and effect. They're starting with an effect. Amen? They don't have the dirt to pull together. You got to have the dirt to pull together to create the ball that can go bang. And they ask him. They say, "Well, what about the ball? Where'd it come from?" Well, we don't know that. Sure, they don't know that because it never happened. God took nothing and made everything. Amen. End of story. I don't have a problem with that. It said, "In the beginning, God." Amen. When your teachers try to tell you this bunch of junk, malarkey, praise God, just say, "Teacher, my Bible says in the beginning God created." Amen. Hey, they can't stop you from voicing your opinion. Amen. You have an opportunity, praise God, to voice your opinion just so you're not belligerent about it. Amen. When they start talking, they say, "Well, let me just tell you." Say, "Teacher, let me tell you what really happened." Amen. Say, "I don't know what you learned where you went to school. But when I went to school, they said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form or void." Amen. "And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God walked upon the darkness and he seen what needed to be done. Amen. And then God began to speak. And in six literal days, he created everything. Amen. That's what my book says. You need to check yours. Amen. I can take you back 6,000 years to where mine started. Said, you show me evidence of your 33 million years. They can't do it. Amen. Don't you feel, praise God, that you have to bow down to them because of what they're trying to tell you? You stand up, praise God, and say, look, I believe God created it all. Amen. Because if we lose our faith, we lose our substance, we lose our evidence. Praise God, we lose that good report because we don't realize who made it all. We don't understand. Why? Because our understanding. You know what's happened these last days? The Bible said our understanding would become darkened. Amen. You know why? Because men ain't got enough backbone to stand and preach like I've preached to you tonight and tell you the truth. Amen. Our understanding's become darkened. We've come to a place that we fall for anything. We believe anything. But I tell you, the only thing that we can believe is have faith in God. Amen. To have faith in God. To trust God. Knowing He is the creator, sustainer of this whole world. Amen. He created and He'll keep it. Amen. I don't need Al Gore to tell me how to live. While he's flying, tell me to ride my bicycle while he's flying around his corporate jet. Amen. That's about as hypocritical as anything I've heard. Yeah, you need to ride your bicycle and preserve the environment. He hops on that corporate jet and 42 billion gallons of fuel later. Amen. What a hypocrite. But he said, the Bible says here tonight, said, if we got to have faith, so we got to have faith in the Lord because it's substance and it's evidence. It's reality, folks, our faith in the Lord. Let me finish with this. Verse 13, the Bible says this. Talk about all these saints of God. He said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. I won't say this tonight. There'll be a whole lot of us that may go out of this world before it's all said and done, not receiving the promises that we were looking forward to. But we will. Amen. He said, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. And listen to this. And were persuaded. Is there a persuasion in your heart tonight? Is there a heavenly persuasion in your heart that's drawing you closer to God? Amen. If you're a child of God tonight, if you believe, if your faith's right, then there's a heavenly persuasion pulling you closer to God. Amen. There's a heavenly persuasion pulling you closer and closer to God as you journey on. He said they were persuaded of those promises. In other words, they took stock in them. They said, hey, they done count them on their account. Amen. They were done holding on to them, cleaving to those promises. It's they were persuaded of them and embraced them. You embrace the promises of God. You know, sometimes we pray, and the Bible says we pray amiss. You know why? Because we pray, we consume it upon our own lust. It's what we want. But if we ever thought to say, Lord, you know, I want your will to be done. Lord, I want your will to be done in this that'll bring you glory and it'll magnify your name. We pray amiss a lot, don't we? Amen. But boy, if we ever get to praying just right, we get to embracing those promises. And the Bible says, and they confessed that they wasn't from around here. Amen. So they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. So, hey, this ain't my home. He said, I'm looking for a building that hath foundations, whose building maker's God. Amen. I'm not looking, Jimmy, I'm not looking for a big fine place here. I'm looking for a place in glory. Amen. I'm looking for a place over yonder. Praise the Lord. I thank God for what He blesses us with and what He allows us to have. It's wonderful. I wish all of you had a big mansion on the hill. Amen. If that's what you want. I don't want my wife to have to clean no more. Amen. But you know, if we seek those things, desire those things and that God has, and we're persuaded of them and we embrace them, ain't no telling what the promises of God we could have. Amen. If we just had faith. Because we know that there's substance, there's evidence. Amen. And there's God's approval. It's waiting for who? Those that's faithful.